All right, test. All right, we're good. What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Don't forget to follow us at Instagram at @_QBPC and rate us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got Mikey Polo in the building. You guys seen him already a couple times on the
slime.
Show.
Emo Slime.
He came and did a freestyle off the top for the first time. Was that your first freestyle?
Yeah, that was the first one. That was my first time ever doing a podcast freestyle. Yeah.
So there you go. Freestyle. And then we linked up at South By. And now we're here in Brooklyn at the Knitting Factory. All right.
On the gang shit.
Right. So first of all, we also got Five the Kid in the building from Atlanta. And Phil got another one.
What's going on?
You guys probably heard his name from Mikey Polo's tracks. And also the newest single, Pink. So they came out here from Atlanta. Tell me, first of all, how you guys all linked up.
Honestly, I link with Five through mutual friends. We know my bro Brandon Thomas, Levi Thomas, and Indigo. You know what I'm saying? So we went to the same studio with mutual people. So, like, we just tapped in with each other, like, off of mutual friends, you know what I'm saying? And just built from there and was like, yo, your shit hard. Your shit hard, too. Pause. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, all right, now let's work. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we got to do, whatever. So,
hey, yeah.
Shit was lit.
What makes you guys want to work together? Like, fulfill what kind of vibes you catch from Mikey in regards to your music that, you know, you guys think you could put up?
Mikey was just on that slime shit, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Like, where I come from. Atlanta Southside shit, you know what I'm saying? So him being from a different place, but kind of, you know, blending and meshing with something I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? It works well. And so I feel like along with Pink and other things that we've done, it's like a good blend.
And you worked with Phil before, or was this your first track together?
Pink wasn't my first track, but it was one of them, you know what I'm saying, that we did. I did another song called Virtue. It was unreleased. I got a lot of unreleased songs with Phil, you know? Like, the songs I did tonight, TMZ, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, TMZ, Grimy, and Pink, all produced by Phil. So, you know,
right now, those are the ones you performed, but you only launched the one so far.
Yeah. You know, everything else is going to launch when in the right time. Like, you know, I don't want to rush nothing. Like, sometimes I want to drop it, and people keep asking me to drop music quick, but everything takes time, so... You know.
So Phil, tell me about the beat for Pink in general. Like, you got a little melody on it and you got a nice little drop on it. So what, like, tell me about the process of how you make beats and, you know, how you made that one specifically.
Yeah, for real. So, like, really, I just start clicking in. Once I start clicking in, I try to get a little catchy melody, something I can really do good with, and then I go crazy with the drums, for real. And like the arrangement, I feel like the arrangement, the most important part of the beat, you know, like where you put the drops in and stuff. And then you bring the drums back in, you bring all the other sounds back in. I feel like that really, like, sets it up, you know, for it to be like a turn-up song. Because Pink a turn-up song. So, like, the way I arranged it just kind of went perfectly with the way he flowed on it, too.
Do you sample a lot, or is that, like, something that you just put together on your own?
No, I don't sample. Yeah, I don't really be sampling.
At all, everything you just do original on your own?
Yeah.
How long you been producing?
See, I really started producing in, like, October.
Damn.
For real, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look mad young, bro. So you already know that track, first of all, is fire as fuck. So
appreciate it, bro.
It's like early in your career for producing. So yeah. I'm excited to hear the other ones, like, when they launch, you know?
Wait, but we got over.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit together, for real. Bro, them shit's crazy.
Wait till I drop a fucking tape again. Like, Slime World did shit and still doing numbers. Like, Toxic is already over 1.2 million, like, going hard. Is that actually, like, 1.22 million, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But me and him... First of all, this Pink record is the second, like, song that's charting on Spotify other than Toxic, you know what I'm saying, out of all my songs right now. And that's across all platforms, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, like, the shit we got in the cut, bro. So I said Slime World. I'm not even naming the next tape Slime World 2, so.
So, Fai, tell me about your sound in general. You coming into that song in Pink with, like, a very high-pitched voice. Is that something that you do naturally, or is that with auto-tune? Where you get that sound from?
I just throw a little falsetto in my music sometimes. I just like to have a wide range of voices and vocals. So, I mean, that song was a real, real light tune, light feel, light. So I just went light with the voice. I mean, I got different kinds of tones and stuff like that. So I just felt the music and felt like that's what was necessary.
Do you use vocals more in your tracks, or how do you like to normally perform them?
I mean, right now I'm usually, like, using my regular voice, but, like, I might mix some into a song, but I don't know, I just play around with stuff. I'm a real vocalist.
And you guys, did you work on his last album that he just launched out? Was that you or?
Our music ain't really released yet. He got some shit coming out soon though.
All right, when is that coming out? And can we get some, exclusives, all that? Can that be sent our way?
For sure. I'm going to definitely get y'all to drop on the exclusives. We got a couple songs coming out, a little EP coming out in October. Keep that shit player. You know what I'm saying? He's pretty much the executive producer on the project. So that shit's about to go up in the streets. We're going to flood the clubs, flood the DJs, all types of shit like that, so.
And in Atlanta, I mean, I guess that's kind of like the vibe. You can go up to the DJ, you can send him your track, and, you know, people will play your shit just like you were telling us before in the first interview. Like, people just fuck with you because the track is fire, so.
Yeah, bro, my advice is just, like, just be cool, bro. Just go up to a DJ, bro, chop it up with him. Don't be afraid to break some bread with a DJ, for sure. Shouts out to the DJs. They work hard, bro. If you want them to play your shit, bro, you got to respect what they do.
Is this your first time performing in New York?
No, it's my second time. I came up here with my boy. Mikey did the opening for Stunner. Was that July? Place. Hell yeah. That shit was crazy. Hell yeah.
Next one, Mikey be headlining. Now you got the blue check mark, bro. So you know what? You know. Now that you're sitting with me with the blue check mark, obviously, you know, it shows your humbleness. And no, I'm just fucking.
You funny as shit, nigga. This nigga funny as shit. This. Fuck that. You already know we cool for life, bro. You already know we been through.
Yeah, bro. We already been through drinking, so that's already.
We got somebody to do it. We got something. That might be the late Lindsay.
It's Spin Master.
Oh, Spin Master. Let him in. Let Spin Master in.
Hi.
He dipped? All right.
Well, all right. Everybody, get your drops in, you know. Get your plugs in. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram, on social media, everything. And then you already said you're launching your project on in October. So tell us a little bit more about that and all your plugs at the last minute.
So all streaming platforms, you know, we go on live October. Not really for sure what the exact date we going to drop in October for sure.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where they can check you out, even though they already should know.
You can check me out at. Damn, I'm looking at the wrong camera. You can check me out at official. Mikey Polo on anything except for Twitter, because that's Mikey Polo LG. And go to Google, type in MikeyPolo, and guess what? You're going to find me because it's Mikey Polo too. So we doing Google this shit, you feel me? We everywhere, you feel me?
Everywhere. Global. global.
Shit, I don't really do too much Instagram shit, but I mean, y'all can follow me on Instagram. I still got another one.
Yeah, just hit him up, DM him, get some DM fire get beats some on your next track. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We might hear a couple on a questionable behavior. We'll see. I do collab right now, right after the cameras go off.
Yes, sir. And you can find that app on the Five the Kid everywhere, Twitter, IG at Five the Kid spelled out.
And don't forget your number one fucking music interview show, ranked already top 100 in 6 countries. The questionable behavior, rank us 5 stars on all platforms and subscribe to YouTube. All right.
Sir.
Pink. Know what I drink. Slide. My bitch pussy pink. But you know what I think. Drinking on pink. My bitch pussy pink. That bitch pink. I do not drink unless it's pink. What do you think? I bought a mink. I got a wipe and she up out of sink. Yeah, she like the cocaine. High as hell, laugh like hyena. Little bitch, I'm a fuck. Got a hidden list with me, so little nigga, give it up. Bought my bitch a new ass, now she looking thick as fuck. If she getting good head, I'ma hit her on my truck. Got her popping pills with me. Feeling like Bobby ain't with me. Riding around, remember riding in the 6 feet. Quite dapper with the fashion, quite nifty. Sipping this the pink, got a nigga moving slow. Pouring bitch with me, got a plan with her nose. I'ma buy a burger bag, Jimmy Choo all on her toe. And my diamonds too cold, but it's a damn near phone. Now I put drip all on my bitch. Pussy drip all on my dick. I'ma bust all on her tits. When I beat her from the back, I grab her hips. I drink that pink. My bitch pussy pink. I love my mink. Yeah, that bitch pink. All of my drink. My bitch pussy pink. I love in my mink. I love with that pink. Pink. Know what I drink.
My bitch pussy pink, pink. But you know what? Drinking on pink. Yeah. My bitch pussy pink. Switch to the cool. I got two bitches rubbing clips, don't know what to do. They throwing off the molly, they tripping, I give them the boo. My bitch for a bitch is so nigga, do not have to choose. My bitch is a pink, yeah. She seeing them comments under my picture, do not know what to think, yeah. A nigga just popped the perf for it, just spilled the bottle down the sink, yeah. I'm smoking big gas to the face, I got my eyes looking like a chink, yeah. My bitch pussy pink, pink. But you know what? Drinking on pink. Yeah. Ay. My bitch pussy pink. Yeah.